The Lane Motor Museum in the American city of Nashville made the news here in the Czech Republic recently when it commissioned a copy of a 1940s Tatra Aero Sledge, or Aero Luge, a remarkable car on skis. It's just the most recent addition to what the museum's operators say is the largest collection of Czechoslovak cars outside Europe. I discussed its vintage Czechoslovak vehicles with owner and auto enthusiast Jeff Lane on the phone from Nashville.
I think we have 18 Tatras, and then we have three Aeros, we have two Skodas, we have a Jawa, so we have probably approximately 25 Czechoslovakian cars.
Of those, which are the most valuable or rare even?
Boy, that's hard to say. I mean, like the Jawa, which they only made about 600 of those, that's an extremely rare car, which is really pretty much unknown by anybody. The Aeros, of course, are extremely rare because they were made in very, very low volumes. I think all the Tatras are very valuable, too, but some of those were made in some higher volumes, so they would be, I don't want to say common, but probably more things that people had seen before, possibly.
Do you travel here to the Czech Republic or Slovakia even to purchase vehicles?
Generally, we don't come just to purchase vehicles. I mean, we do come to the Czech Republic 1 to 2 times a year. A lot of it was related to, you know, the work with the Aero Luge.
And this Aero Luge, that's the vehicle on skis?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And tell us about that for our listeners who haven't heard about it.
I know, and I'm not an expert, but it was built by the Nazi Party during World War II with the intent of using it on the Western Front to move people around, obviously in areas where it was very snowy and, you know, a regular vehicle couldn't move them through the deep snow. I don't know that it's clear to anybody if they actually finished it and tested it before the war ended. Some people I've heard say yes, they did actually test it, although they never actually took it to the Russian front. Some other people say that they never actually got it finished before the war ended, so I think that's a little bit unclear at this point.
And generally speaking, how do your American visitors react to these old Czechoslovak cars?
I think people really enjoy seeing them because it's an area of the world that really in the United States people don't know that much about, and I think when they see especially the Tatras and how well engineered they were and how technologically advanced they were, people never realized that Czechoslovakia in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s was, you know, a very industrially advanced part of the world, and so I think people are really intrigued to see what was done back then in that area of the world.
And I was talking there to Jeff Lane of the Lane Motor Museum in Nashville.